You're listening to News on 91.3 WYSO and online at wyso.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Earlier on Wednesday, the Montgomery County Fairgrounds was transformed into the aftermath of a terror attack. The scene was part of a special public health training designed to give Miami Valley first responders a chance to practice for a real-world attack. The exercise harnessed an army of actors to simulate what might happen after a chemical, biological, or nuclear strike. In the scene, just 24 hours after a nuclear detonation near the city, a detection portal, similar to an airport metal detector, sounds an alarm notifying emergency personnel radiation has been detected on a survivor of the blast. Nearby, first responders in orange and yellow safety vests stand by, ready to help. They rush the victim to a nearby tent for immediate decontamination. Other first responders stand ready to assist more victims with their injuries. This scene at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds is a replication of what's called a Community Reception Center, or CRC, that would be set up in populated areas in the event of a nuclear blast or radioactive event. Dan Cefaletto with Public Health Dayton and Montgomery County says more than 200 actors or victim volunteers, fire and EMS first responders, and public health officials took part in the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sponsored exercise.
What we try to do is practice for all different types of scenarios, and we have an emergency management team that's always working through what could possibly happen. Obviously, we hope this never happens, and if it did, it would be extremely devastating. So we want to make sure we're ready just in case.
A full-scale emergency training session also took place in El Paso, Texas. Cefaletto says federal health agencies will assess the results of both simulations and use what they learn to refine first responder preparedness procedures for use around the country. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.